We are joined now by the director of publicity at the Great Race Place, Mike Willman. Mike, welcome to the show, and thanks for getting up early with us.
Good morning. We've been up early for a long time now.
Yeah, are you sleeping at all out there?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, it's really been something. But the good news is we're back on the training track. The weather is better, and we've got Dennis Moore, back in the fold, and that's just great news for all of us. And I'm very confident that we're going to get this rectified and hopefully fairly short order, and we'll have some good news to be passing along in the next day or two.
Have we received any answers at all, Mike, as to what could have been the possible cause of what's been happening out there?
Well, just continuously, the leading indicator seems to be all the rain in a short period of time. And, Jude can tell you at Santa Anita, when we do get a lot of rain, things that they get very, very, very challenging. And it just seems like that's the leading indicator. We've had, it's not just one outfit. It's a lot of different trainers, all different categories of horses and so on. But the leading indicator is all the rain, and what we have to try to do to stay in front of it from a track maintenance standpoint.
Yeah, it is very difficult sometimes to navigate training on off tracks at Santa Anita, and they seal the track, which is great for the racing surface, and get the water off of it as fast as possible. But then sometimes it creates hardness issues, and there's so many facets to it. It's not any one thing, I think, that you can point your finger to and say, we can't do
100%.
That anymore. There's a lot of different things.
Here's the other thing, Jude. The soils change. They absolutely change. And anybody that's in road construction or that builds, things that go up two or three stories, they can tell you about strict regulations, compaction, and, in our case, the problem is getting a too high of a percentage of clay in the soil. And, there's three components to it: silt, clay, and sand. And the silt and sand, they tend to run off. And you have to constantly be trying to monitor things and then amend the soil as needed with sand to try and keep it in balance. Because if that clay sets up, it's not going to set up in a uniform fashion. You might get hard spots and so on. So it's a real challenge. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and there's 10,000 different kinds of sands too.
That's
There's so many different components. It's a unique mixture, and you have to get that right. So,
Jude, here's what I'm saying. I literally have done dozens of interviews. I mean, on all platforms, I really have. Here's what I tell people. If you're running a racetrack, there's two people you really need. And I mean, these are key folks: your starter and your track man. And they'll keep a lot of waves out of your individual lagoon, because they put fires out before they start. They've got the credibility. It's a big, big assignment, both of those jobs, especially when you're talking about an A racetrack. When you're talking about high-profile jockeys, trainers, owners, a proactive racing commission, and all that goes with it, the whole political potpourri, you better have those guys in place.
Yeah, and you referenced the name Dennis Moore earlier, longtime track man who is now back as a consultant trying to work through these issues with the team at Santa Anita. Mike, why is he such an integral part of getting past this and getting this situation rectified?
He's got the gravitas. He is the man. I mean, he is the top guy in California. He has been doing this 46 years. Now, some guys, I can remember going to umpire school, and John McSherry got on this guy. He's from San Diego. And the guy says, I've been doing it this way for 12 years. And McSherry told him, and you suck for 12 years. So, and that's the absolute truth. Just because you've been around 100 years, that doesn't mean, you're any good. But in this case, Dennis has. His dad did the same thing. He's got a brother, Ron, that was a track superintendent. He's lived it, breathed it, ate it. He knows what he's doing. Ask Joe Harper at Del Mar. And here at Santa Anita, he was our guy when Hollywood Park went away. He came on board at the end of 2013. He was our track superintendent, you know, before he opted to retire at the end of last year. New Year's Eve day was his last day. He's very graciously agreed to come back as a consultant. I don't know what is looking forward, what his more permanent status is going to be, but he's on the ground now, and he's leading this team, and there's no doubt in my mind he's going to get it right.
So where do things stand now, Mike? Take us through where we are currently and where we could be 2-3 weeks up the road here.
Well, where we are currently is certainly from a public perception standpoint, hey, we've taken a step back, a huge step back, you know, and I've told every news outlet on earth that the economic considerations are not a consideration. They don't exist, okay? That comes from Belinda Stronach on down. The top priority is equine and human safety, jockey, exercise people, and these horses. So, I mean, we've got to take our time. Dennis has got to get his head around this entire situation. And then I'll give you all a scoop. What I'm suggesting this morning is we got to figure out a date and time, get a presser together, and have Dennis there, have Mick Peterson there, and whoever else we decide upon. And we go ahead and meet the media, and we announce a date that we're going to return to the main track for training, and then a date that if everything goes well and everybody's satisfied with things, a date that we return to live racing. There's got to be a course of action, but we're not there yet. I mean, Dennis and Mick Peterson, who's out here from the University of Kentucky, they're still gathering data, and they're gonna have to tell us what they think. But we're getting closer to that, but we're not there yet.
I know I read that Los Alamitos had offered to pick up some of the dates from Santa Anita and run at Los Al. Any chance that that happens?
I would say, you know, at this point, unless they find something, unless the recommendation is made to continue to shut this racetrack down for an extended period of time, I don't see that happening, Mike.
Well, hopefully they can get all the information they need and start working on it, and it won't last longer than a couple of weeks.
Well, as far as these stakes today go, I mean, the only one with a very finite shelf life, and you guys know it, it's the San Felipe.
Yep.
It looks like everybody's out of Dodge. Baffert's, he's going to the Rebel with Game Winner and Improbable, and, you know, so that one, you know, I we're going to have a hard time running that race. So I'll just put it to you that way, very diplomatically. The other races, I see no problem in rescheduling the Santa Anita Handicap, the Kilroy Mile, and the San Carlos.
Yeah, Mike Willman with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, Director of Publicity at Santa Anita. And as you can hear in his voice, it has been a very trying time for him and for the entire team as they continue to work through the issues that they're having with the main track. And hopefully within the next few weeks, they will take their time, they'll get it right, and we'll be back up for business and things will be moving forward again. Mike, the other thing we touched on at the top of the show, Breeders' Cup going to be held at Santa Anita this year. Has there been any conversation with the folks at Breeders' Cup yet as to what a contingency plan might be if we need to go that direction?
Well, I mean, the Breeders' Cup is on, you guys. There'll be absolutely no problem with the Breeders' Cup. You know, that's to me not a concern at all. And I know
good.
The Breeders' Cup folks, they're the entire industry is concerned about the problems we've had. We're going to get this right in short order, and the Breeders' Cup will be full on. Looking forward to it.
Well, Mike, it sounds like you're doing, you and the team, doing everything you possibly can to get this right, and we know you will. And, you know, anything that we can do from a network standpoint to help you spread the word about all the good work you're doing and the precautions you're taking, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're here, and really appreciate you taking a few minutes to fill us in on everything this morning.
Right, and just, guys, here's the absolute most important thing. When we do get back, now we're back on the training track, when we do get back in the morning and the afternoon, we've got to have clean racing. That will just make everything get better in a hurry.
Yep.
But that is the absolute paramount objective.
Yeah, well, we'll see if it all comes together sooner rather than later. But, yeah, well said, Mike. And, again, appreciate the visit here this morning. Go enjoy the rest of your day. And anything we can do to help, please let us know.
Okay, guys. All the best. Thanks.